This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. On day two of their impeachment arguments, Democratic House managers are focusing on what they call President Trump's dangerous abuse of power. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This conduct is not America first. It is Donald Trump first.
House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler teed up the session by saying no president has ever abused power like the current one. From there, colleague Sylvia Garcia zeroed in on the president pressuring Ukraine to investigate political foe Joe Biden, saying there's zero evidence Biden or his son did anything improper.
There was no basis.
She says the president wanted it for a reason.
For his own political benefit.
Republicans largely watched impassively, some visibly bored. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow says focusing on the Bidens was a mistake by Democrats.
I was very surprised.
And he'll start rebutting the case this weekend. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization has decided against declaring the deadly coronavirus outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein tells why.
The decision not to declare the coronavirus outbreak a global health threat was not unanimous. Despite 2 days of intense discussions, the expert committee remains deeply divided about the decision. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the outbreak poses a very high risk in China, regionally and globally. He urges countries to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures to protect their people from becoming infected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.